Hey guys, welcome back to the Weekly Podcast. My name is Slim, and I'm here with my good friends George, Candy, and Curly. We all worked together on a ranch for a short while and decided to meet up and talk a bit about the past. So anyone got a funny story? Like what happened to your hand, Curly?
Will you be quiet about that, alright? We promise never to speak of that. I got my hand stuck in a machine. That's all that happened.
Yeah, that was one heck of a machine.
Can we please move on to a new topic?
Come on, George, I told you that you did what you had to.
Well, since all of our secrets are coming out, let's just be honest here, alright? I didn't get my hand caught in a machine. A monster of a man with the mind of a frickin' child crushed my hand. He and George were best buds till the man went out and killed my wife. Then we chased him and George found him first, wrestled the gun out of his hand and shot him.
He ain't a monster and I didn't kill him like that. The real way I killed him was that I found him at the spot I told him to wait at if there was any trouble. Then we both sat down on the ground and we talked about the farm we were going to and the freedom we would have. I had to do what I had to do so Lenny didn't have a horrible death by the lynching. I didn't want to talk about this anymore. Sorry.
Anything else from you boys? Or a different view on the death of Lenny?
He was a good man, but he just made a few bad decisions.
Yeah, like killing my wife. That little child had the audacity to laugh at me. That stupid man. Serves him right that he's in the grave.
Shut up. You didn't know him as I did. He made bad decisions but with good intentions.
Whoa, boys. Calm down. No need for an argument. Let's change the topic. Ooh, Candy, would you like to tell us more about the farm and also about Crooks?
Crooks is the only black person on the farm. It's okay. Farm, but he's a nice guy. He has a crook in his back from when he was working on a horse and the horse kicked him in the back. He can still work and do as hard as all of us.
Cool. Does he get a lot of recognition though? Cause there's not many black people on the farm.
Yeah, I guess he's okay. I wouldn't sleep anywhere near him, though, so he has to sleep in the barn.
Yeah, Crooks looked over the pups all the time. He also took care of Candy's dog for a little while.
Yeah, he did take care of my dog when I lost my hand in a farm accident. That dog was my best friend and my family. He got really old. He could barely walk. He had no teeth left and could hardly see. But I didn't care what was wrong with that dog. I loved him so much. Then one day, when we were in the bunkhouse and Carlson was complaining about the problems he had. Sorry, I don't like talking about this anymore. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, okay. Sorry for your loss. I truly am. Well, how did you, George, and Lenny first get to the farm?
We got here after we went on the run from weed. The reason we were running is that Lenny saw a red dress and thought it looked so soft, so he went and touched it. He scared a woman that was wearing it. Then she started to scream, then ran back into town accusing him of rape. We were chased by tons of guys with dogs, and they wanted to kill Lenny, so we ran away together. We wanted to own some land, and that was our dream. Well, mine anyways. Lenny was just happy as long as he could tend the rabbits. He really did love soft things.
Yeah, well, now he's dead. He got what he deserved.
He did not mean any harm to anyone. He makes stupid mistakes, sure, but he never meant to hurt no one. Either way, I shot him myself. I sure wasn't going to have you lynch him.
I wish I could have done that with my dog.
Well, does anyone want to talk about how life is going so far?
I guess I can go first. My life has been going pretty good. Took over the ranch from my old man. I have a new wife, and she is very beautiful. Her name is Chloe Wells. I'm sorry. She is amazing and actually listens to me. The work on the ranch is the same as it has always been. It's a little less crowded since all of you quit. But I can see that you are very successful now. I can operate the machines now that my hand is healed, but I can't use it for very long. I have gotten better at using it more often, though. My pops, he's actually gotten kind of sick. I need to stay inside and take care of him. But after all you idiots left, the ranch has been turning a profit. You guys should get off your rear ends and actually do something.
Well, I have done something, you jerk. I've been doing decent. I never got my dream house and land, which is disappointing. And I got used to not having Lenny around, and I kind of like it. I like not having to deal with him getting in trouble with anyone because he wants to touch soft things. But I kind of miss him because he was like family to me. He always was happy to see me. But that stupid bastard, he ruined everyone's dreams because he got what he wanted. Because he wanted to touch Curly's wife's soft hair. But even still, God, I miss him.
Well, after Carlson shot my dog, I got a new pup from Slim, which is really nice, thank you. Before Lenny was shot, George, Lenny, and I were planning on buying a farm with the money we earned at the end of 3 months because I already had enough money in the bank to afford the place. So with that money, I had enough to retire and buy myself a little place in town for me and my pup.
Well, thank you so much for this, guys. It was nice talking to all you. We'll catch back with you guys next week on the weekly podcast.